Good morning, brothers and sisters.
谢谢诗班带给我们的敬拜诗歌。
So, the hymn that our choir has just sung for us.
说老实话,
to be honest.
在诗班献诗之前, 我有点分心。
I was somewhat distracted before the choir sang their songs.
我是被什么分心去了?
What was the cause of my distraction?
是为我们两个帅哥年轻人的吸引住分心去了。
I was distracted by our two handsome young men.
那他们哪一方面让我分心呢?
So what actually caused my distraction?
他们两个太奇妙的发型了。
They are very unusual, strange hairstyles.
Unusual, strange, very, very special.
Special.
那感谢主，诗班唱歌又把我带回神的面前了。
But praise the Lord, the hymn that our choir just sang brought me back to before the Lord.
然后我就想到上周的时候，那个刘长老给我发了一个短信。
So I was reminded that last week, Pastor Liu texted me.
结果在那个他那个短信里面是一张照片，是我跟他年轻的时候照片。
There was a picture in there.
大概就跟那两个年轻人差不多一样年纪吧。
It's a picture that he and I took when we were young.
我们两个人的头发也很糟糕。
And our hairstyles were
没有他们的好看。
Equally special,
yeah.
But not as good-looking as theirs.
所以想到自己也年轻过。
So it reminded me that I once was young.
Yeah. 我们今天继续讲我们2019年的这个讲道的系列，是关于家庭的。So
we are continue with the family serious topics.
记得我们把这个系列。 的主题称之为建造一个蒙福的家庭。So
we called this series to build a blessed family.
那上周刘长老跟我们分享说，什么样是一个蒙福的家庭
？Building families blessed by God. And last week, Pastor Liu told us how to build a family blessed.
一个蒙神祝福的家庭是照着神的设计而去投入的一个家庭。A
blessed family is the family that acts or operates according to God's design.
我们愿意我们的家庭受到神的祝福。We
are willing and we hope actually that our family is blessed by God.
但是我们要了解到，我们所注重的不是这个家庭的本身，而是设计这个家庭的内位。But
we have to pay attention to this. What we should emphasize or pay attention to is not the family itself, but rather the designer of the family.
在这个世上，神给我们很多自由，让我们去做我们想做的事情。
In this world, God has given us a great deal of freedom to do whatever we want to.
神不是一个好像要完完全全控制我们的神，在我们生活当中每一个部分，他都要去拿捏我们。Our
God is not the God that is controlling, that wants to dominate us in every aspect of our life.
他赐给我们人自由的意识。He
has given us a freedom.
他赐给我们智慧。He
has given us wisdom.
他甚至赐给我们创造力。He
even gives us a creative ability.
他因为将这一切都赐给我们，他也给我们自由去过我们的生活。And
because he has given us so many qualities, at the same time, he also gives us freedom. To do whatever we have.
可是同时，神在他的话语当中， 在我们生命里面，我们需要注重的方面，神很刻意的去把某些事情提出来，要我们去看，要我们去学。
But at the same time, God also make a point of telling us that there are certain important aspects in our life that we must follow His will.
而家庭就是属于神要给我们很多的指示的这一部分。
So among them is family.
神是设计家庭的那位。
God is the one who designs the family.
也就是说，当一个家庭是走在神的道路当中的时候，
In other words, if a family operates in accordance with God's will,
神的祝福就会源源不绝的去供应给这个家庭。
Then God will bless this family abundantly and ceaselessly.
我想我们需要有这样的一个了解和概念。
So we must have this kind of awareness and realization.
神的话语给我们一个规范。
God's word gives us a guidelines and sometimes rules.
不是为了要限制我们。
This is not to restrict us.
不是为了要约束我们。
Not to set to limit us or control us.
神的话语给我们一个规范的目的是让我们能够去了解他的心意。
So God's words give us a guidelines so that we may understand His will.
当我们了解神的心意，去追求神的心意，并且经历到他的心意的时候，
Once we understand His will, pursued His will, and experienced the goodness of His will,
我们就能够经历到神的美善和他的完美的供应。
Then we can also experience His goodness and His abundant provision.
我们就可以丰丰富富地享受到他所赐给我们的这个生命的目的和意义。
Then we can abundantly experience the purpose, the goodwill of His giving us lives.
一个家庭的建设和稳定是要从那个家庭的婚姻的建设和稳定当中而来的。
The building of a family and its stability has to begin with marriage.
一个家庭的建设和稳定是从这个家庭里面的婚姻的建设和稳定而来的。
The building of a family and its stability comes from the building and the stability of the marriage.
你说有三个朋友，他们坐在一起，好久不见了，在一起聊天。
Three friends who haven't seen each other for a long time, they sit together and chat.
有一个其中一个人啊，刚好找到了一个很好的对象。
One of them found a wonderful prospective spouse.
很兴奋。
So he's understandably very excited.
然后呢，他就跟他的朋友说，你看我碰到了这个人。
And then he says to his friend, I have met my prospective marriage partner.
我本来不想要讲是男的还女的，可是英文没办法，你不能讲 it, 所以只好说 he. OK, 那我们就假设他是一个男的好了。OK, that's fine. 很高兴我碰到了这个女孩子。
I'm very happy to have met this girl.
这个女孩子真是体贴。
She is very considerate,
细心温柔,
thoughtful, gentle.
然后呢，我也是很爱她。
And I love her very much.
人又聪明又美丽又大方。
She is very smart. She is very graceful, and so on.
我整天就是想着她。
So I, she is in my thinking all day long.
早上起来打电话或有简讯。
In the morning, I telephoned her or I texted her.
好，我要问她好不好。
I ask her how is she doing.
她也问我，关心我这天的生活。
She also cares for me very much.
然后我们不断的找机会能够彼此相聚。
And we seize every opportunity to be together.
再怎么样糟糕的一天，只要两个人能够讲点话或碰个头，我们都觉得今天的这个生活过得也挺不错的。
Even the day may not be a good day for us, but once we meet and see each other, we feel this is a wonderful day.
我们开始了解我们彼此相爱。
And we over time.We understand that we really love each other.
那我们就彼此有了这个承诺。
And then, we each other has some sort of commitment to each other.
我觉得这是我可以与他共度一生的人。
She said.
He said, yeah.
He said, this is the one whom I can spend my whole time, a whole lifetime with.
我觉得我们现在要论及婚嫁。
So now is the time for us to think about getting married.
然后讲着讲着就很高兴。
So as he talks about it, he's more and more excited and happy.
另外一个朋友就在他分享的时候，他也是很高兴。
A second person, when this one is sharing, and this second person is also very happy.
他说我听到你碰到这样的一个对象，我真是替你高兴。
He said, I'm happy for you because you have met such an ideal marriage partner.
我现在还没有这样的一个对象。
I haven't met such a person
yet. 可是在我的理想当中，两个人的相爱和这个婚姻的这种誓言，好像就是你这样子的描述。
But my ideal of meeting my prospective marriage partner and marriage vows and so on is exactly like what you have just described.
这也是我很期待的那种梦想。
This is what you have said is also my expectation.
两个人兴高采烈的在说话的时候，看到这第三个朋友安安静静的不说话。
So the two of them engage themselves in such a beautiful and exciting talk, but the third person remains silent.
他突然间就转过来问这第三个人啊。
So the two of them ask this third person.
你怎么那么安静啊？
Why is that you are so quiet?
你不是在我们三个人当中最早结婚、最早有孩子的吗？
Isn't it that?Among three of us, you are the one who got married first.
我们都很羡慕你这样子的一个家庭生活。
We both envied you and your family life.
你就在过着我们梦想着过着生活嘛。
So you are passing days, which are what we are expecting and we are dreaming.
就这第三个朋友就跟他们说。
But this third person
responds. 这是因为我结了婚，生了孩子。
This is exactly because I have got married and I have children.
所以我梦醒了。
So I finally woke up from my dream.
我现在要面对的是冷酷无情的现实生活。
What I am now facing with is a very
cold
and cruel realities.
这是一个笑话。
Of course, this is a joke.
可惜的就是这个笑话里面又带着这么一点真实。
But unfortunately, there's some truth to this joke.
我们对婚姻的这个观念到底是从哪里来？
Where is it from?Our concept of marriage.
我们每一个人对婚姻都有一个理想。
Every one of us has an ideal picture of what a marriage should be like.
或者说都有一个梦想。
Or maybe we can call it a dream.
可是这种理想或梦想是从哪里来的？
But where does this dream or ideal come from?
结婚之前。
Before marriage,
多半是可能是我们从小说里面读到的。
Most of us may have this concept of quote unquote marriage from like a fiction.
电视电影里面看到的。
Or TV programs or movies.
或者我们对婚姻的观念是从我们自己家庭当中的影响所得到的一些感受。
or maybe our notion of a marriage came from our original family.
所以每一个人的理想都不一样。
So every person has different ideal of
marriage. 每个人的观念都不一样。
And every person has different concept of marriage.
可是我相信我们每一个结婚的人都知道。
But I believe everyone who has already been married know this clearly.
就是你现在的这个婚姻跟你的理想是有出入的。
That is, your marriage in reality is not quite the same as what you used to have before you got married.
然后我知道在我们当中结婚的人，结婚的时间越久。
And I know among us, the longer we got married,
我们越不去想婚姻有什么理想。
The less we seriously think about the ideal of a marriage.
我们就是试着去调试着自己，把我们现在所面对的婚姻变成我们一个必须接受的一个事实。
What we are doing is just keep on adjusting us to the realities in our marriage.
因为这是我现在所拥有的。
Because this is what I possess now.
所以干嘛跟自己过不去呢？
So why, how can I deal with it, in other way?
还去想什么理想
？So, it makes no point to think about ideal, anymore.
刘长老跟我在为我们主日的信息祷告的时候
，When Elder Liu and I, were praying for our Sunday sermons.
我们很清楚地知道神的儿女需要对家庭需要对婚姻有一个正确的认识。
We clearly understood that God's children needs to have a correct understanding of marriage and family.
可是同样的我们非常的了解也感受到。
But at the same time, we also fully understand that This is a topic that is not by no means easy to talk about.
因为它太真实了。
Because this topic is so real.
而且它是触动我们的心的。
Also, this topic can easily touches our innermost.Feelings.
而在这个触动我们心的真实当中，许许多多的是伤害。
And this reality usually triggers a lot of harms that we received before.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们一定要来面对我们的婚姻。
But regardless of this, our brothers and sisters, we must face a marriage, this topic.
因为爱我们的神，创造我们的神，是那位设计婚姻的神。
Because the God who created us, who loves us so much, is also the God who designs marriage and family.
我们在婚姻当中所面对到的许多的不顺，还有许多的伤痛，是因为我们不了解神对婚姻的心意。
Many difficulties and even hurts that we have received from our marriage arise from the fact that we do not fully understand God's will for marriage and family.
成为神的儿女的时候
But once we become God's children,
当我们知道神爱我们
But once we come to the realization that God loves us so much.
我们知道主耶稣基督拯救了我们。
Once we know that Jesus Christ saved us.
我们在主耶稣基督里面所得到是那丰富的新的生命。
And in Christ we received an abundant life.
他要我们能够认识爱。
He wants us to understand what love is.
他要让我们认识什么叫做接纳。
He wants us to understand what it means by acceptance.
他要我们知道什么叫做饶恕。
He wants us to understand what it means by forgiveness.
他要我们认识什么样叫做受到鼓励。
He wants us to understand what it means by being encouraged.
还有我们知道怎么样子能够彼此支持。
He also wants us to understand what it means by mutual support.
你知道这一切都是在神为我们安排的婚姻当中所能够经历得到的。
And you know, all of this can be experienced in the marriage as designed by God.
所以今天我们要来看神对婚姻的那美好的设计是什么。
So today we want to consider what's God's wonderful design for marriage.
之前我们是用自己的方式，用人的方式去对婚姻有一个概念的了解。
Before we tried to understand marriage from a human perspective.
可是今天我们要来到神的面前，弟兄姐妹，我们要谦卑的在神的面前来学习认识神对婚姻的理想是什么。
But today, as we come before God, we want to understand what's God's will for marriage with a humble heart.
我们要重新对婚姻有一个认识，要符合神心意的认识，来使它成为我们的理想。
We want to understand once again what God's will for marriage and His what is the ideal marriage in God's mind.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到神为婚姻所设立的这些标准或设计之后，
Brothers and sisters, after we see God's design for marriage, the set of criteria or standards that He has set for marriage.
我想要一开始的就跟你们讲得很明白。
I want to be honest with you from the very beginning.
当我们了解神对婚姻的设计和他的这个他的心意之后，
After we understand God's design and His will for marriage,
我们都会觉得我们达不到他的标准。
We will all feel that we can never come up to his ideal or his ideas.
我们达不到他的标准，可是这正是神的慈爱和怜悯的地方。
The very fact that we can never live up to God's standards or criteria for marriage, this is exactly because of God's grace.
因为我们今天所要建造的这个婚姻，不是我们用人的方式是能够达到的，是要有神的恩典才能够达到的。
Because if we ever want to build an ideal family seen by God, then we can never achieve it through human efforts. This is the area where we need God's help and grace.
神给我们看见他的设计。
God let us understand His design.
他让我们看见他的标准。
He let us see His standards for marriage.
我们就顺从着神的带领，我们去学习。
So what we ought to do is to follow His will and follow His leading.
我们谦卑地改变我们的思想。
We should humbly change our thoughts.
我们要愿意在主耶稣基督的面前经历他的恩典，使我们能够经历到神那美好的标准。
We should put ourselves very willing to be ready to receive Jesus Christ's grace, so that we may experience the beauty of marriage that God has designed. This is needed by every one of us.
你们需要。
You need it.
我也需要。
And I need it as well.
所以让我们一起到神的面前。
So let us come together before God.
我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为今天你让我们看见婚姻的重要。
Because today you allow us to see the importance of marriage.
因为婚姻是你所设立的。
Marriage is instituted by you.
但是我们在我们的婚姻当中，我们常常看见我们人的不足。
But in our own marriage, we often experience human weakness.
甚至在基督徒的家庭当中，婚姻也常常是受到撒旦魔鬼攻击的地方。
Even in a marriage of Christians, marriage is often under the attack of Satan.
求主你帮助我们从你的话语当中能够看见，能够认识你。
So we pray that you help us understand what your idea for marriage is through your word.
借着你的圣灵感动激励我们。
May your Holy Spirit encourage and inspire us.
让我们朝着你的心意而行。
So that we may pursue your will.
让我们愿意紧紧地跟随你，依靠你。
Help us to follow you closely.
而是我们能够看见我们的婚姻能够得到你大大的祝福和供应。
So that we may experience the blessings that you give our marriage.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们要来认识婚姻的时候，弟兄姐妹，很可贵的一件事情，就是神在起初的时候就给了我们一个婚姻的模式。
As we try to understand marriage, what is very precious is that from the very beginning, God tells us what marriage is supposed to be like.
你知道神设立了婚姻是为了他爱人的缘故。
God has instituted a marriage. This is because He loves us.
创世纪第二章里面讲到了神的创造，还有他对婚姻的心意。
Genesis chapter 2 concerns God's creation and his will for man.
你知道婚姻的设计是在罪进入到这个世界之前的吗？
Do you know that the institution of marriage occurred before human beings fail
from
grace. 神
爱人，
God loved human beings.
他创造了这个世界当中的一切。
He created all the things in this universe.
为着就是让他所爱的人能够得到生命上面的丰富和享受满足。
In order that the man that he loves can be nourished, can experience the abundance of life.
而在他完美的创造当中，他造人的时候造了一个男人，造了一个女人。
And in God's perfect creation, He created a man and a woman.
在神创造的时候，他给了人大大的祝福。
When he created this universe, he gave mankind, human beings, lots of blessings.
创世纪第一章第二十八节说，神赐福给他们，就是那夫妻，男人和女人，他赐福给他们。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God blessed them.
然后对他们，对他们这夫妻们说，
them refers to the husband and the wife, and said to them,
你要生养众多，遍满地面，要治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters.
在这里面，我们就看到第一个神给我们的观念，对婚姻的观念。
Here we can see the first concept of marriage that God gives us.
在婚姻当中，神使得这个家庭里面可以有孩子。
In marriage, God enables a man and woman to have children.
而教养、照顾、带领孩子的责任是在夫妻两个人的身上。
And the responsibility of raising children and educating them rests on the man and the wife, or the husband and the wife.
神在创造当中，他说你要去治理这个世界。
In God's creation, He commanded that man to rule over the universe, the world.
而治理这个世界的责任是在夫妻两个人的身上。
And the responsibility of ruling over the world also is on the shoulders of the husband and the wife.
多少人有这样子的一个概念？
Many people have this notion, idea.
女主内，男主外。
So, woman takes care of internal household affairs, whereas man takes care of outside, external affairs in society.
多少男人认为教养孩子的事情是太太的工作？
And because of this, many men think that the responsibility of raising children is that of his wife.
你问父母，
If you ask a parent,
你现在孩子在学校里面上什么课？
What classes?That your child is having in school.
你问爸爸，
If you ask the father,
不是很清楚，
he wouldn't be very clear about it.
你问妈妈，
But if you ask the mother,
哦，她现在数学在学乘除，
and then she would tell you what the child is doing in his math course.
她现在英文在读哪一本书？
What she is doing or reading.What book he's reading in English.
他现在历史课里面要做一个 project, 他要花很多时间写报告，还要做模型。
And he has certain reports or projects to be done in his history course.
对不对？有些爸爸更离谱。
Some fathers are even worse.
你问他孩子几年级了？
If you ask,What grade his child is in?
好像是小学吧。
He would reply, I think he's in elementary school.
然后再
想，
哦，不是，今年已经进了初中了。
And then after a while, he said, Oh no, he's now in a junior high.
那有一个观念就是，孩子读书，孩子穿什么，吃什么。让他的妈妈去管就好了。
So there is a concept that whatever children eat or wear and so on, this is the responsibility of the mother.
你看我们的一些观念受到了挑战。
So many of our human concepts are facing challenges.
神对一个家庭的祝福，首先从他这个婚姻的祝福里面，他说：“你们要能够生养众多，遍满地面。”
God's blessings with a family starts with His blessings on the marriage. He said to the man and the woman.You have to rule over, you have to be fruitful and increase in number.
在家庭里面，夫妻是平等的。
In a family, the husband and the wife are equal.
他们是一起接受神的托付。
Together, they receive orders or responsibilities from God.
一同的去生养。
Together, they have children and then they raise children.
然后一同的去治理。
And together, they rule over the world.
所以一个家庭，一个婚姻当中，不论是对内是对外。
So in a family or in a marriage, regardless of internally or externally,
夫妻一定是要同心的。
Husband and wife must be of one heart and one mind.
在创世纪第一章里面我们就看见。
In the very first chapter of Genesis,
在人生命的起源的时候我们就看见神的心意。
When we see the beginning of human lives, then we already see God's will for mankind.
夫妻的价值和地位从神的角度来说是平等的。
From the divine perspective, a husband and a wife are equal in value, in importance in a family.
男人跟女人是不相同的。
Men and women are different.
所以神造了男人又造了女人。
Therefore, God created man and created woman.
可是在婚姻当中他们的价值他们的地位是平等的。
But in marriage, they are equal in importance and in or in value.
家庭的内部家庭的外部我们怎么样子的应对我们是要一起分担的。
Inside the family or outside the family, all the things must be dealt with by the husband and the wife together.
创世纪第二章里面更深入的讲到男人跟女人这个夫妻之间的关系应该是如何的。
Chapter Genesis chapter 2 deals with the relationship of the husband and the wife in a family in a greater depth.
我们看第二章第十八。
Let's take a look at chapter 2, verse 18.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
这个配偶帮助他，原文里面所讲的是英文的翻译比较贴切的。
In the original language, the English translation helper or spouse is more appropriate or accurate than Chinese.
新译本里面就翻得很好。
In the
Chinese New Version.
Chinese New Version, the translation is better.
他说这个配偶帮助他，事实上是说一个适合他的帮手。
So what it means by a Chinese 配偶帮助他 actually means a helper who is suitable for the husband.
是适合他的或者是与他相配的。
So this helper is suitable for the husband or is a match for the husband. Is a good match for the husband.
很多男人有这样的一个观念。
Many men has this idea.
太太是我的副手。
My wife is my assistant.
哦，我是做主的。
I'm the one who make decisions.
然后呢，他是搭配我的。
And he has to coordinate or cooperate with me.
然后呢，信主以后读了圣经。
And after he believes in God, he reads the Bible.
你看，神创造你是我的配偶，是来帮助我的，所以你是我的副手。
So he would show his wife this passage. See, God created you in order for you to be my helper, to assist me in doing things.
听起来好像很有道理。
It sounds right.
可是是错的。
But it's wrong.
为什么？
Why?
我们，你人先有了自己的概念，你再去圣经里面说神的话就是支持我的概念，这是错误的。
It is wrong that a person has a preconceived ideas and then he goes to the Bible to find the passages which would support his preconceived ideas.
我说过了，我们先把我们自己人的概念放在一边。
As I said before, we need to set aside the human thinking.
我们谦卑地来到神的面前，我们要问神，你说的这句话是什么意思？我要去照着做。
And instead, we come before God humbly and ask God what your will is, and I will I will act in accordance with your will.
当我们有一个受教的心，我们客观地来看，神，你这句话你在创造当中所说的。造一个配偶帮助男人是什么意思？
If we have such a teachable heart, then we would come before God and humbly ask Him, when you say you will make a helper suitable for me, what does this exactly mean?
我想第一个告诉我们的是什么？
So God's word here tell us a few points. Number one,
男人是有缺陷的。
Man has his own deficiencies.
男人如果没有缺陷，不需要一个女人来帮助他。
If a man did not have any weakness or deficiencies or insufficiencies, then he would not need a woman to help him.
神是不是说那个人独居不好？
Isn't it that God said here?It is not good for the man to be alone.
不是说他很可怜、很孤单，需要一个人陪伴他。
God was not saying, it's a pity that he lives alone, so I need to create someone to keep him company.
神在他完美的创造当中，他给了人什么样子的责任？
So in God's, instead, in God's ideal, a perfect creation, what responsibilities has he given a man or woman?
建立家庭，生养儿女，治理这世界。
Build a family, have children, and then rule over this world.
很多男人觉得自己这些事情都做得到，可是不是。
Many men think mistakenly that they can.Do all of this alone.
但是神帮他造了一个配偶，帮他造了一个帮手，是因为那个男人需要帮助。
However, the Lord God created a spouse or a helper for him because he needs help.
丈夫们
，So husbands,
你想想看，想想看
think.About this.
你在你的生活当中，你的妻子给你多少的帮助？
In your own life, how many helps that your wife has given you?
你知道你看出来她给你的帮助的后面有许许多多你都不知道的，可是她在对你的帮助。
Do you know that behind all kinds of help that you can see provided. Actually, behind that, there's many other kinds of helps that you do not see.
你们的妻子就在那边默默地为你们付出。
So your wife has been helping you quietly and silently.
我们有多少时候谦卑地在神的面前想到神啊？你所赐给我的这个妻子。
How many times did we ever humbly come before God, saying to God, the wife that you have given me,
就是供应我那些很缺乏、很不足的地方的。
Is the one who has helped me in many areas where I am insufficient or deficient.
我就是一个不完全的人。
Because I am an imperfect man.
我就是一个很有缺陷，在神的面前很不足的一个人。
I am a man with a lot of deficiencies before God. 可
是今天这个女人是你所赐给我们，你所赐给我那么珍贵的一个帮手。
And today, you have given me such a woman who is my precious helpful.
她不但帮助我，而且她是与我相配的。
He or she not only helps me, but she is a perfect match.
我在生活上面，可能起居上面的需要，她帮助我。
She helps me maybe in my daily lives.
可是在我心灵生活我自己都不了解的这种情感生活当中她同样的是帮助我。
But she also helped me mentally or emotionally in areas where I may not even be aware of.
今天我这个人之所以慢慢的成熟成长是因为我妻子的功劳。
Today, I have been able to gradually mature, that is all because of the help of my wife.
这是神为我们所创造的一个妻子的一个身份和目的。
So this is the role and the capacity of the wife that God has given every man.
当你有了这个观念上面的了解之后，弟兄们
，If you have such a concept.Understanding of God's will.
你珍惜你的太太吗？
Then you will treasure or cherish your wife.
你的太太是神所赐给你的。
Your wife is given to you by God.
神是针对你的需要赐给你的这个太太。
God has given you this wife to meet your individual particular needs.
那当你在了解这一点之后，你有没有让你的太太知道
？So once you understand this, do you want to let your wife know about it?
如果我问妻子们
，If I ask wives,
你丈夫珍不珍惜你啊？
Do you think your husband treasures you?
你觉得你的太太会怎么回答
？What do you think the answer of your wife would be?
你是把她当成一个女仆在对待呢，你还是把她当成一个公主在对待
？Have you been treating her as a maid servant, or have you been treating her as a princess?
她是以一个神的女儿的身份在这边服侍你。
She's serving you in her role of a woman created by God, given to you by God.
你是不是因为感谢神的供应而好好的尊重？然后好好的对待，好好的爱惜你的妻子。
So should you not cherish or treasure or treat your wife well because you are grateful to God's provision?
同样呢
，In the same way，
今天在这个世界上面，所以很多女人她们就觉得不公平。
In this world, many women feel that is not fair.
为什么男人做头我就做帮手呢
？Why is that a man is the head, whereas I'm only a helper?
圣经这样子说多不公平。
So it's not fair for the Bible to tell me that I am only a helper.
可是这也是对神的话错误的一个认识。
Again, this is a misconception.Of God's word.
因为当我们有这样错误的认识的时候，很多今天的女人，她们就要做头。
Because once we misunderstand God's will, then no wonder nowadays many women want to be head.
男人能够做的哪一件事情，女人不能做啊
？So they will say, everything that a man can do, I can do it as well.
男人有比我聪明吗？没有。
Is it that a man is smarter than I am? No.
男人有比我这个工作能力更强吗
？Is he more capable than I am in work?
没有。
No.
他们对人对事看事情的时候看得比我广看得比我细吗？也没有。
Are they more broad-minded or see things more profoundly, deeply than I do? The answer again is no.
做头，我就非得要做他的助手不可。
So on what basis that a man has is the head, whereas I'm only a helper?
可是姊妹们，如果我们回到神的话。
But sisters, if we return, go back to God's word.
事实上，帮手的这个意义。
In fact, the meaning of helper.
是因为彼此都需要帮忙。
Means that they need to help each other.
所谓的帮手是一个团队式的、互补式的帮助。
So this helper has to be understood in the sense of complementary and mutually.
我们讲到身份地位是平等的。
We have said that in terms of status, in terms of positions and so on, men and women are equal.
但是我们的角色不同。
It's just that we have different roles.
我们的长处不同。
We have different strengths.
我们的短处也不同。
We have different weaknesses.
所以神把我们配在一起，做一个相配的帮手的意思，就是我们彼此是互相的符合的。
So God put us together so that we may complement each other.
Cindy 跟我
，Cindy and I，
我们都是蛮细心的人。
We are we are the person who attend to details, meticulous persons.
然后我们也是对事情敏感的人。
And we both are very sensitive to things.
可是我们细心跟敏感的方面是完全不同。
But we are meticulous or sensitive to different things.
有一阵子她做家里面的账。
She used to take care of family finances.
半年以后我问她。
Half a year later, I asked her,
我们平常一个月家里面用电多少？
What is the average expense of electricity?
我们的房贷每个月要付多少钱呢？
How much have we do we have to pay for mortgage?
她说不知道。
She responded, I don't know.
我说你每个月去付，每个月去付，我不是问你这个他的实际的这个金额，我就是问你大概嘛。你说是三四十块呢，八九十块，还是一百五两百啊
？So I ask her. I did not. I'm not asking you to give me an exact amount. But since you have been paid bills every month, I just need you to give me an approximate amount.
奇怪，他这个就一点都不细心，一点都不敏感。
It's odd to me that she's not sensitive or paid attention at all to such things.
可是我对这些数字我就特别的敏感。
Whereas I am very sensitive or meticulous about the numbers.
但是呢，到了待人，尤其是跟人之间的这个情感上面的交流的时候，我就是完全的不敏感。
But when it comes to the area of dealing with people, especially in terms of emotions or feelings, then I am far inferior to her.
我对这种感情的触觉啊，很非常非常的怎么讲，非常短。
So
迟钝。
I am very insensitive about human feelings.
那她的这个触觉好像就是伸得很长很长。
Whereas she is very sensitive. To human feelings.
一开始的时候很不习惯。
So, at the very beginning, I was not used to it.
所以反而变成一个什么争执的一种导火线。
And that resulted in a lot of quarrels between her and myself.
我就不了解为什么你做账做这么久，你会对这个金额完全没概念。
他
就是会埋怨我，为什么这么多次了跟人的应对之后，或者是与他应对之后，发现 你就是这么的这么的这么的粗啊。
So, I just couldn't understand why she had been paying bills for so long, and she still didn't know what the exact what the amounts for mortgage and so on. And she just couldn't understand why, after dealing with people for so long, I remain so insensitive to human feelings.
对，为什么这么迟钝？
Why I was so slow to human feelings.
慢慢慢慢的。
But over time,
我们就学习到了。
We both learned.
我们是都是细心，都是敏感的人，可是在不同的方面。
While we both of us are used to pay minute attention to things, but we paid attention to different things or different areas.
所以在我不足的地方，神为我预备了一个妻子，让我可以从她的身上学习。
So God let Cindy prepare for me a wife who can make up for my insufficiencies.
不但我能够从她的身上学习，并且我可以去依赖她对事情的一些感触和看法。
So that not only I learned from her in certain areas, but I also come to rely on her on certain things or judgments of certain things.
她这个帮手的地位不是我讲话她去做事的这种好像当仆人当副手的这个地位，而是提升到了一个我去依靠她依赖她没有她我不完全的一种地位。
So this her role as a helper does not mean that I give commands and she just follow my commands and carry them out. Rather, her role as a helper is elevated to a level where I actually relied on her in many areas.
我们来看第创世纪第二章第二十三节。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 23.
所以神的话说，那男人他就说，这个我的妻子是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，称她为女人，因为她是从男人的身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人要成为一体。
The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The man...
That's it. 弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
当神创造了婚姻而夫妻两个人结合的时候，两个人不再是两个人，而是一体。
When God instituted marriage and that a man and a woman be together in a marriage, then they are not two different individuals anymore. Rather, they become one flesh.
这个成为一体，就是讲到神的祝福在婚姻当中是一个单位，而神是以一个单位为对象去浇灌他的恩典的。
So they will become one flesh. This means God's blessings on a family or marriage is a blessing on husband and wife as a unit.
夫妻两人一同归内。
So husband and wife together.
夫妻两人一同对外。
So husband and wife together deal with family issues inside and outside.
夫妻两人彼此的依靠。
And they mutually support each other and depend on each other.
夫妻两人彼此的互补。
And they complement each other.
他们不然是在肉体上面他们结合。
So they are united together, not only in terms of not only physically.
他们在他们的情感上面。
They are united as a unit also emotionally and mentally.
他们在他们属灵的追求上面也是联合的。
And also in their spiritual pursuit of God's will, they are also a team, a unit.
两人因为知道婚姻是神所设立的。
Because both of them know that God instituted marriage.
两个人因为知道今天我们的婚姻，我们的结合是神的供应。
Because both of them know that the very reason that we are married to each other is because is God's provision.
所以今天我对生活的目标不再是我个人的，是我们两个人一起的。
So today on earth, our life goals are not just individual life goals, but life goals of both of us together as a group.
家里面的经济怎么样做决定？
This is valid in terms of finances,
family finances. 今天不再是你的钱和我的钱。
So this is not today we are not saying this is your money and this is my money.
我们两个人成为一体，这是我们的钱。
Since we are united to each other, so this is our money.
我们一起学习怎么样子去使用它。
We together learn how to use our money.
因为神要我们学习一起。
Because God wants us to learn how to use money together.
我们要怎么样教养我们的孩子？
How are we supposed to raise or educate, bring up our children?
不是你一套我一套。
You cannot, we are not using my way or your way.
或者谁的声音大谁就做。
Or, who has a, louder voice and then who do it.
然后我就完全不理智。
And then,
I would just completely wash my hand off,
yeah.
of it, right? 我们要怎么样使用我们的时间？
How do we use, our time?
今天不是你的时间或我的时间了。
It's not your time or my time, but rather
是我们一起的时间。
But rather our time.
当我们在我们的生活当中，我们有优先次序的时候
，When we need to prioritize things in our life，
不是你为了你的。自己个人的需要去要求这个利益，然后呢，我为我自己的需要，我去要求你来，要求你来配合我，是我们两个人一起把我们的这个先后次序，我们能够制定下来。
We do not place our individual needs above our family needs, but rather the two of us together decide how to deal with our life.activities.
在这样的环境之下，弟兄姐妹
，in such circumstances，
我们能够真正的尝到神对婚姻那美好的设计
，then we will truly experience God's wonderful design for marriage.
你知道这是一种完全的、很坦诚的相爱的一种结合。
You know, this is a union.Of a very a sincere of a sincere and honest union of a man and a woman.
这是要学习彼此的接纳。
That is, we have to learn to accept each other.
这是要学习彼此的饶恕。
We have to learn to forgive each other.
这是要学习庆祝对方的优点。
We haveto learn, to pay attention to or even celebrate the other party's strengths.
然后这是学习谦卑地承认自己的短处。
And we have also to learn that we humbly admit that we have our own shortcomings.
我在跟 Cindy, 我们在要结婚的时候
When Cindy and I were about to get married,
我跟他，我们彼此给对方一个承诺。
we gave each other such a commitment.
我说啊,
I said,
我们要携手共度一生。
We want to spend our lives together, hand in hand.
Hand in hand. 我那时候是用英文，所以 hand in hand is exactly. 我说携手就是我的手在你的手中，你的手在我手中。
So what it means by 携手 is that my hand is in your hand and your hand is in my hand.
让我们一起走这一生。
So and we will spend a lifetime.Together.
我们现在结婚13年了。
We have been married for 13 years.
上周呢，有一天早上孩子都去上学了，我们有一点点时间在一起。
Last week, after children all went to school, the two of us had some time together.
我们能够讲一点心里话。
And we could say things just between the two of us.
然后呢，最后呢，他跟我讲了一句话。
And at last, she said this to me.
她说13年之后,
after 13 years, after,
我觉得我们现在终于好像开始携手了。
I feel that now we actually finally can start actually spending lives, quote unquote, hand in hand.
终于
She said, at long last.
这是神给我的一个鼓励，今天可以来分享这个信息。
So this is an encouragement that God gave me, and today I'm happy to share it with you.
13年来没有达到我的承诺，你知道吗？
So in the past 13 years, I didn't live up to or fulfill my promise to her.
现在终于开始慢慢的了解到，开始学习什么样叫做携手。
And at long last, after 13 years, we finally began to experience to spend lives, quote unquote, hand in hand.
我从来就没有认为我放过他的手。
I never thought that I ever released her.Hand from me, mine.
但是我现在记得了。
But now I remember.
在结婚的前期有一段时间，他常常跟我这样说。
At the beginning of our marriage, she often said this to me.
我觉得你在前面跑。
I feel that you are running ahead of me.
然后你是拉着我，我在后面跌跌撞撞的被你踹。
And then you just pull me along, and I just kept on stumbling.
他说你跑得很快很稳，我在后面跌跌撞撞的，全身的乌青发紫。
You run steadily, whereas I just keep on stumbling and even with lots of hurts.
因为我不觉得我在这样子做，所以我就觉得说，那你要调整你的心态啊。
Because I didn't realize that I was actually doing that, so I said to her, then you have to adjust your mindset.
然后接下来几年他就不讲了。
So a few years later, she stopped saying that to me.
我以为就好了。
So I thought mistakenly that everything was fine.
事实上他就是咬紧牙关继续被我踹。
Yeah, but actually it's not. She just kept silent. Actually, the situation remained the same.
我们明白了神的心意之后
，After we understand God's will，
我们一定达不到。
We can never live up to it fully.
可是神在我们婚姻当中的祝福，如果不是顺着他的心意去走的话，永远不能够经历的。
But God has prepared blessings for our marriage. But if we do not do it in accordance with His will, we will never experience the blessings that He has for us.
但是这并不是让我们不去好好的去正视面对神的要给我们的这个理念。
But this does not mean that we should just ignore God's idea of marriage that he has given us.
我们只能在神的面前继续不断地跟神呼求，说神啊，我做不到，我做不好。
What we can do and can do only is that is to keep on telling God that by my own efforts I cannot do it.
可是我知道你能够。
But I know you are able to do it.
而当神让我们在我们的生命当中寻到了他的旨意，走上了他的旨意的时候，我们就看见神的那个祝福是永这个永流不止的。
And God let us know when we once we understand His will, once we are on the right track, then we will definitely see God's blessings, which that are continuous.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
信主的丈夫，信主的妻子
Christian husbands and wives,
你愿意彼此做这样的承诺吗？
Are you willing to commit this to each other?
你今天回家以后跟你的配偶说，
When you go home today, you say to your spouse,
我愿意照着神的话语的指示来过生活。
I'm willing to live my life in accordance with God's word.
你愿不愿意跟我一起走上神的道路？
Are you willing to walk together with me on this journey?
我一定是不足的。
To be sure, I am insufficient. I have deficiencies.
可是我愿意靠着神。
But I'm willing to depend on God.
我也愿意依靠你。
I'm willing to depend on you as well.
你能够把这句话讲出来吗？
Can you say this to your wife or husband today?
我希望你能够。
I hope you can.
因为这就是你顺服神的心意的第一步。
Because this is the first step in the right direction that you are determined to follow God's will.
我也可以因着神的应许和他话语的实际，我可以跟你保证。
And I can guarantee you God's the truthfulness of God's word.
你的婚姻会转变。
Your marriage will take a turn to good.
你的婚姻需要转变。
And your marriage needs to change.
你就算结婚了十五年、二十年、三十年，你的婚姻仍然需要转变。
Even though you may have been married for 15 years or 30 years, still your marriage needs to take a turn to the good, to the right.
这是神的祝福。
This is God's blessings.
我们愿意去追求神的祝福。
We are willing to pursue His blessings.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们知道婚姻是你所设立的。
Because we know you have instituted marriage.
我也感谢你，因为你知道我们在婚姻当中所经历到的不满。
We also want to thank you because you fully understand the insufficiencies of our marriage.
你非常的清楚我们在婚姻当中所经历到的。
You know fully what we are going through in our marriage.
但是我们感谢你，因为我们知道你爱我们，怜悯我们。
Still, we thank you because we know you love us. You have mercy on us.
你今天让我们看见，在婚姻当中，夫妻是要一体的。
Today, you let us see that in marriage, husband and wife needs to be one.
神啊，求你帮助我们能够调整我们对婚姻的观念和理想。
So please help us to correct our concepts of marriage.
你是愿意我们在婚姻当中能够活出你的心意，你要我们成为一体。
You are it is your desire that in marriage we live out your wills and your commands.
你要我们同心的在这个世上见证你的祝福。
It's your desire that husband and wife together testify for Christ, for God's presence in the world.
求主你帮助我们做丈夫的。
So please help us.
愿意在你的面前谦卑。
We are willing to be humble before you.
愿意看见我们在我们的妻子的面前，我们伤害到他们什么。
We are willing to see what exactly we have hurt, what areas that we have hurt our wives.
你所托付给我们的职责，我们在哪一些方面，我们真的是需要重新的面对。
In what areas in what of responsibilities that we have fallen short of your expectations.
让我们做妻子的。
And for wives.
主，你让我们能够看见我们在你面前一个做妻子的职责和重要性。
May you help us to see before God, the responsibilities, of a wife.
让我们因为信靠你而能够面对我们的婚姻。
Help us, to be able to, face, our marriage because we depend on you. We trust you.
可能有时候我们做的不到，我们做的不够好。
Maybe at times we do not cannot fully do what you have the for us.
可能有的时候我们觉得不愿意去做。
Maybe at times we are unwilling to do them.
可是求主你激励我们。
But God, please encourage us.
我们愿意仰望遵守你的心意。
We are willing to look up to you, look to you, and follow your will.
也能够愿意与我们的丈夫一同携手来面对我们的家庭。
Help us to to be in a family with our husband together, hand in hand.
求主让我们能够看见你在我们婚姻当中所做的拯救和复苏。
May you help us to see the restoration that you have done for our family and marriage.
愿你的恩典，你丰丰富富的在我们每一个人的家中，在我们每个人的婚姻当中能够得到彰显。
May you show your grace abundantly in everyone's marriage and every family.
使你的名得荣耀。
So that.Your name may be glorified.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.